Isaiah chapter 19. Egypt is a good example of a bad example transformed by the grace of God, and that is why it brings us a message of hope. It was under Egypt's abuse and on its territory that Jacob's family became a nation, matched by only Babylon in its adultery. It was a world power in its time, but its spirit would fade, and in vain it would resort to its images and sorcerers, whose powers they manifested in the first plagues of the Exodus. But they would not serve Egypt in the judgment prophesied in this chapter. Egypt, which sheltered Jacob and his children in many times of economic adversity, would centuries later shelter Mary, Joseph, and baby Jesus to deliver them from Herod's threat. But ever since the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecies, Egypt lost its economic might. Its fishing that was Israel's nostalgia in the wilderness, the excellence of its linen, and the millennial papyrus industry, all of that would disappear as the very glory of the pharaohs. So much for the past and the present. However, there is hope for Egypt, as there is for you and me, however dark our past may be. There is a glorious future for Egypt. We wonder how this will happen. They will cry to the Lord, and as a result, the Lord will make himself known to Egypt, and the Egyptians will know he'd honor and cherish the Lord in that day. They will even worship with sacrifices of animals and offerings of produce. They will make a vow to the Lord and fulfill it. Chin up. Don't let yourself be drowned out by the present circumstances. Cry out to him and expect great things from God, because God is a great and merciful God.